is our third time going through this process. The Glenties electoral area has been discriminated against in a way, but no more than the Stranorder electoral area. There's different reasons given for this, but we have to change this, and I think that's the message that we're sending from the Glenties electoral area. There will be no budget coming in here again that we're going to agree that actually shows the discrepancies that the Glenties electoral area, along with the Stranorder electoral area, to be fair, are always at the bottom line.
I mean, there's some huge discrepancies or variations, even just say, for instance, in the park funding. You know, I mean, it's $750,000 in Letterkenny and pocket change down here.
That's the way it is. Under the budget is a special roads fund, and there's 1.9 million in that, and the Glenties electoral area get 15,000 of that. You're talking less than 1%. You know, these are the areas that continuously Lifford hasn't listened. That's why we're sending a letter to Lifford today to tell them that the members of the Glenties electoral area will not be supporting a budget coming like this again before us.
With all due respect, why are the six councillors meeting here with council staff when decisions are being made in Lifford and you disagree with them so strongly? There's clearly a problem with the system itself.
There's a huge problem, and as I say, you've witnessed it in here today. Every member is saying the same thing. We're not being listened to, and that creates frustration. And it's about time that, you know, every part of this county was treated equally, and we feel in the Glenties area we're not being treated equally.